Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson about last Tuesday's school board elections. The most recent school board election on September 12th, on that Tuesday. I guess first question is, Cassie, where were you when the election results were in, and what were your initial thoughts?
I actually had the pleasure of coming into the administration building about 7:15, shortly before the polls closed, and got to talk to Bill Shepherd a little bit. We were so excited to hear that the voter turnout was as strong as it was. We had over 1,200 people that came in and voted that day. And for us, that in itself is just a great message that the community is sending, that they want to be involved in the schools and are interested in what we have on the ballot. So that news in itself was wonderful. When I heard the election results and we knew that Proposition A passed with just under 85% approval rate, left me speechless. Having that high of an approval rate really gives us good confidence that we're moving forward in the way that our community approves. And, you know, the projects that we proposed, I think, have a lot of support. We're excited to get them started and continue on and see what's next even. I think this will just kind of be one of the first pieces of things that get put into place, and there's a lot more to come. As far as the school board elections, again, we were so pleased with the voter turnout. We knew we had some hotly contested races, and excited to add Marty Duffy and Larry Scott to our board team. They both bring just such a variety of life experiences with them. They were teachers, but they've also been businessmen. They've been volunteers in our community and have served on other boards as well. So they bring a lot of great background information with them and are excited that they are going to be part of a team. We have a lot of work to do this year, so I'm expecting that they'll be ready to hit the ground running here when we have our next board meeting on September 25th. The meeting will actually start with our current 5 board members. They will have the annual meeting, close out the books, and finish any unfinished business, and then we will move into our organizational meeting. And both Larry and Marty, and along with Vicki Reed and Andrew Schmidt, who were reelected for 2-year positions, will all take the oath of office. And then the board will move into electing a president and a vice president. Craig Mobley, I will assume, is going to continue being the secretary treasurer for the board, and we'll look into some committees and other things the board needs to do that night for appointments. So anyone who wants to join us, as always, it's an open meeting. Public is welcome to be there, and we'd like to have a little bit of a crowd. That's exciting for us.
And you talked about the voter turnout. You also talked about, you know, Larry Scott and Marty Duffy winning the election. What did you, I guess, say to the other participants in the election that just came up a few votes short about possibly running again or keeping the door open to possibly being part of the school board some other capacity?
You must have been in the room because I said a lot of those same things to them. We are so grateful that they were willing to serve and they put their name on the ballot. They, I think, would have also made great school board candidates. And each of them, when I spoke with them, were interested in continuing to participate with the school district, you know, in different capacities. We've got some advisory boards. We also have some new things we're going to be looking at doing here in the next few months that they have passions for. And I expect that you'll hear their names and you'll see them actively involved in the school district and potentially on a ballot again someday.
So now take us through Proposition A with the approval of that. What will happen next? What will Knoxville voters see out of Proposition A and the new tennis courts?
In the next month, we look at securing the final financial packages and sale of bonds. We also are going to be finalizing the design structure. There's, you know, a few of the small details were not included in that preliminary sketch, if you will, but we will have a cement platform between the courts that will have bleachers on them for people. But if others want to bring folding chairs and such, they can still lawn chairs. They'll be able to do that on the outside of the courts because the grass will remain on that side. There's some other structures that I think people will enjoy getting to see the details, the fine details, and those will be coming out here in the next few weeks. Then as soon as the weather conditions and the ground conditions are good for building, constructing, then in the spring, hopefully the end of March, early April, people will see the dirt working, and by June 1st, we hope to have the project completed.
So with the high voter turnout for the elections and the overwhelming yes votes for the Proposition A, do you feel Knoxville, the city of Knoxville, and really the school district is in a kind of a forward-moving, momentum-gaining type area?
I do. I think there has been, I would say in the last year or so, a lot of progression across our community in a lot of different groups. It was fun to watch the hospital project in completion, watching around the square, having some of our roads fixed, you know, the beautiful flowers that were out this summer. There are so many wonderful things going on in our community, and it really feels like people are pulling together, being very collaborative, and thinking about what's next and how we can continue to make our community thrive and grow and do it in a good hometown, everybody's part of it fashion.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.